It's the 8 for 52 podcast. Here's Bushy.
Episode 12 of the 8 for 52 podcast is a go, Bushy, with you as always. And oh my goodness, who has dropped into the podcast as a co-host this week? None other than Bodders.
Thank you for the enormous applause, Bushy, and what a pleasure it is for me to be a co-host on the 8 for 52 podcast.
When were you last here? Was it episode 2,
3? I don't know.
Yeah, you bailed on me, we know that, but you're back in town for a couple of episodes only.
I am.
And this is one, episode 12, you're back co-hosting. You're going to, one, before we get on to it about my story, because that's fantastic, but you're going to have to rectify one of the biggest problems that has happened since you left.
Yeah, what's that?
So we do the tipping. You know how you used to thrash me all last season?
Yeah.
I'm miles ahead on the tipping with all these. These are Saturday, Sunday players being co-hosts, and they're terrible.
I'll bring it back, baby. Don't worry.
Well, that's coming up.
I'll try to square it up.
Ins and outs. We will do the tipping. We've got outs and ins as well, covering all the games of cricket. But we just touched on my story. Yeah, you know the rules for season two. If you're a guest co-host, you have to bring a guest. Have you brought a guest?
I didn't bring a guest, Bushy. I brought two.
Two? That's not in the rules.
Two guests.
You did that last season as well.
Double it up.
Sung boys.
Double it up. You set me a goal, I'll double it. And I brought the Vasher brothers, the twins, the legends of Kowloon cricket and cricket in Hong Kong. Back in their playing days, or mainly Shiroi, and then into the umpiring with both of them later in their careers. And it's a wonderful, wonderful my story. Okay. It's not a short one.
Well, welcome to a 4-hour 8 for 52 podcast. We might split that one in two. We'll see. It could be a part one and part two. We're going to get into all of it. And there's internationals coming up shortly, Bodders.
There is.
You're going to be involved. Oh, and also Hancock Shield coming up.
Yeah, that's up the hill.
Are you going to go and commentate?
That's up the hill. I need to have a little chat to Nitesh Hamlani.
Yeah, well, who'll be here very shortly for the Challenge League.
Whether he'd be kind enough to extend an invitation. Then I've got to speak to Mrs. Bodders, because we do have a lot on here in this little couple of week period. But I'd be surprised if I can't find my way up there for a couple of hours up the hill.
I hope you do.
A look at that.
I can't make it. So I've got international duties. So I hope you can go up there and represent KCC.
I'd really love to do that if I'm invited.
It's one of those great things last year, the Fincher, that talking of my story, Shiroi Vasher did the Fincher Shield last year down here at KCC. That was his farewell. He's not doing the Hancock because he's retiring. So he did his farewell here. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, it was very touching actually last year when they, did his last 2-day game at KCC. And we'll get onto that in my story later on. Bushy, I just want to... I just want to say happy birthday.
Oh, thanks, mate. It was, we're recording on a Wednesday here at Kowloon Cricket Club. It was 2 days ago on a Monday.
I did hear in last week's podcast you gave yourself a shout out for your 50th, and rightly so.
It's in the database.
Did you have any sort of celebrations across the weekend, Bushy?
I wasn't sober until Tuesday.
Mm.
And there was some commentary involved in that as well.
Oh, excellent.
Yes, and we won't talk about the commentary we had a failure, and it wasn't because I had a birthday party the day before, but we had an audio failure here on Sunday for Premier League, so that was interesting.
Thanks, mate.
Very, very good. We've got lots to get into today. Outs and ins and outs. We're going to do the women's cricket wrap. We've only got one birthday this week, unfortunately. We'll get to that.
Bush, I've been listening from Australia, Bush. You know, I quite like my voiceovers, actually.
Yeah.
As a fan.
I like you back. I like having you in the podcast, even though you're not here in person.
It's nice.
But today, you're here in person.
Just before we move on, Bush, I just want to touch on one other thing. Bubba Hyatt.
Yeah.
Up in Nepal for the Premier League. Nepal Premier League. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it is. I messaged him last night on Instagram. Maybe a few beers in.
Yeah.
To wish him
That's
well.
Okay.
And he said thank you.
No.
On his way, on the plane.
No, I saw the I saw the team announcements after the auction, and I saw his post.
Canale Yaks.
Yeah, he's gone up there for that. I mean, it's great for him. It's bad for KCC because he's going to miss a couple of Premier League.
Yeah, if we don't have Premier League again until not really close.
Well, he's going to miss the two-day game.
He's definitely going to miss the two-day game.
And I think he's going to miss one plod.
Yeah, the plod while I'm away overseas.
Yeah.
I saw Bubba when he came back from Uganda after that massive flight. It was a 40-day tour. Guess what he said to me?
Hello, Bushy.
Nah.
What?
Nice beard.
What did you think of Uganda, by the way? What did you think of the whole tour?
It was interesting.
What did you do with that?
What I thought was that the grounds were rubbish,
right,
and we shouldn't be playing international cricket there. That's what I thought.
But going out the back of it, what, we're running third?
We must be.
We're running third.
We've lost to Italy.
And
there's washed three, out so we're
and a third of the way through the tournament because there's another one here in Hong Kong.
Yes, that is coming up. That's confirmed.
We've got 2025?
Yep, in January, I think. February. Oh, don't make me go, look, I've already mentioned it a number of times.
Where's the men's all-stars? It's got to be before that, surely.
Giving me questions. You can fill right now while I'll go pull
I'm just really interested. I thought my view of the Ugandan tour is not dissimilar to yours, Bushy, in that I'm not sure the ground was up to scratch as much as you'd like, but you are playing a Challenge League, right? You're not playing at the SCG, right?
Correct, but the pitch seemed to bleed out into the square. There was no, you expect a rectangle pitch.
Yeah, but both teams play on the same pitch as well, so I can use it as an excuse. I think we're well placed.
I thought.
You want to go through that undefeated with Dibbin.
It could have been better.
Could have been better. It could have been worse at the same time, right?
This is true.
So we got out of it. We're in the hunt, and that's the main thing. And the positive thing of it, the top two go through to the next stage in that group.
That Italy team is now looking nasty.
What's Joe Burns doing in there, Australian Test cricketer?
He's not even the best one.
He didn't score the runs.
He only got 20 for sure. There's that guy you messaged me about that was the Premier League New South Wales top scorer from 3 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that Mancini or something?
Menenti. Yeah, and you got the other guy as well. I mean, there's quite an Australian influence in that Italian team.
Absolutely.
I tell you what.
So we need a Joe Burns plan. I can tell you it's February 6th to 16th.
I've got a Joe Burns plan in place. I'm already doing it in Sydney. Hunting around the great cricket clubs, finding any boy that's born in Hong Kong.
Like Tonya Harding, just go... smash his knee in?
No, I'm doing this very early.
Okay.
I've already discovered two young blokes who...
I mentioned it on the podcast that you've got your own little crew of Hong Kongers down there.
There's a lot of Hong Kong-born young grade cricket players there, and watch this space. That's all I can say at this point in time.
Well,
watch this space.
That is exciting, and so is this podcast. We should get on with it, shall we?
Absolutely, Bushy.
Giddy up.
And now it's time for Outs and Ins with all last week's action in Hong Kong. Take us away, Bushy.
Another massive weekend of cricket here in Hong Kong. We're going to start with Premier League, Bodders. And Premier League One Day is back. And over at Mission Road, we had Pak Premier up against Diaspora Little Siwon D-Lit. What happened?
Jesus, Bushy, what happened?
What happened?
Well, it was a massacre.
Pak won the toss. They decided to bat. Did they bat?
Well, did they bat? 4 for 386, 386 for 4.
Handy, 386 at Mission Road is massive.
I mean, you've got nearly 8 and over for 50 overs. Tanwir Afzal, 119 off 62.
The veteran smashed it.
Tariq Nawaz.
10 sixes.
Tariq Nawaz devastated to get out on 98. Oh, 43 balls. I think he'd sleep all right. I think he'd be all right with that, wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah, and Hafiz Khan, a modest 76 off 116.
Yeah, but he held the whole thing together, right? Well, they went crazy down the end. Hafiz is just knocking it around.
Hafiz is in some mad, mad form. What did the Diaspora Little Siwon team do in reply? They almost rolled KCC Premier the week before. How did they go?
Well, chasing 386, Bushy, they nearly got into triple figures. They hit 94 all out. 35.5 overs it took them to get to 94 all out. Gazanfa, 8.5 overs, 2 maidens, 6 for 20.
6-4-20. Pack win by 292 runs. That's outrageous. And that team that lost to HKCC Premier in game one is just absolutely destroying it at the moment. They have, of course, had Zeeshan and Yasim and Nasrullah back in the side for that weekend. And it's just a stupid strong side.
Yeah, it is.
Both myself and Tesh picked Pack, obviously. That wasn't a hard one. Here at HKCC, where we had awful, awful audio issues, on my fault, and I get yelled at.
It was your fault, was it?
No, it wasn't. It was a laptop we used, which wasn't the KCC one. But anyway, it was a very nice laptop that just didn't like audio. I ended up, you know, like 10 years ago, you'd buy a phone and you could plug a headphone set in.
Yeah.
That's what I recorded on. A little wire plugged into the laptop. Yeah, I apologise. It was tough. HKCC Premier.
Good game, this one.
It was a good game.
Yeah.
Went down to the wire, but we won't look at what Crick Heroes, I should say, the one that actually does the scoring now as player of the match, because it was a one-man show, really.
What do you think about Crick Heroes, Bushy?
I think I like it, but I think we'll get onto it, but their player of the match is skewed so heavily towards bowlers.
That's what Crick HQ was as well.
Yep.
It was always skewed to bowlers.
I mean, Waqas did well. We'll go through the game first.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously HKCC batted first. How did it?
266 for the loss of 8 wickets. Shiv Mathur, 88. Going well, the young man still.
He's just amazing.
Yeah.
Two things about that one. 8 wasn't enough. But Luke Jones went mad in the last section and pushed him up to there, so actually made a competitive score. 300 on that pitch was absolutely doable. In reply, they got bubbered.
Yeah, it turned out they needed 300 because Bubba Hyatt does a bubba. Well, he run a ball, 114 off 113, gets him across the line in the 48th over.
Do you want a little bit of trivia?
Yes, please.
Right, so Bubba played a proper 50-over match. Innings, as you said, run a ball.
Yeah.
He didn't do his T20 smash here for 50 off 18.
He did his 7 sixes.
He did. But he still only did just a
That's
two
right. There's plenty of dots in there. Yeah.
Every time Bubba Hyatt bats at KCC and bats 100 balls or more, Dan Pascoe owes him a dinner.
Ooh.
So he played one game before they went away to Oman. Must have been a Templar's game. And when he got not to 100 runs, but to 100 balls, he stopped, pointed at the scoreboard, and then pointed at Dan Pascoe sitting in the dugout. So that's two dinners that Pascoe owes Bubba. And it's, like you said in the intro, it's a bit of a shame he's not going to be around for the next month, but he's going to have fun. I picked KCC Premier to win that one because I thought they'd win. Nitesh did not, and he loses.
Got to also mention Wacky, head coach, Waqas Barker, Pfeiffer. Yep.
He did get his Michelle. It was brilliant bowling and really put that's where the algorithm comes in because it decides how important your wickets were. So if you take wickets 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, you don't get as
many. You get weighted down.
You get weighted down, I think. So he took some great wickets. And again, him and Dan Pascoe from the bowling club and just shut it down. 5 for 45. 4.5 is pretty expensive for whack, but that was...
That's a good win for KCC, an important one.
That 45 is because he bowled the death over and got Luke Jones.
Got pumped.
Yeah, he got pumped. He got a wicket on the first ball. The next 5 went for a lot, 15 or so.
Important win. So it's their first. No, not their first game. The table's wrong.
The table's wrong. KCC should be in second at this point.
4 points.
But we've got a table in front of us, which is wrong. Pack Premier played 3-2-1. Good net run rate, 2.379. I put KCC with 2 wins, obviously, into second place. USRC Premier, 1-1. I'm not sure about the USRC. This is a good team.
Yeah.
I think they can challenge.
Solid foundation.
HKCC Premier, who pumped Pack, and now 1-1 and drifting down the bottom.
They're all right. They'll come back.
And Diasco, a little Siwon.
Geez, their struggles continue.
Yeah, it's same as last year.
I know they've had one. Didn't win a game in Sunday League last year, I think it was. And
yeah, they did win. They've won one already, but only because everyone from KCC was missing. But the only thing in Diasco, a little Siwon's favour in Premier League is you can't get relegated.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Top of the batting. Who you got?
Yeah, Hafiz Khan. I mean, I know a few of the internationals have been away for the early games, but it's great to see Hafiz Khan up there early in the season, top of the batters on 177, averaging 59, and his teammate Tanwir Afzal winding the clock back 161 at an average of 80. So that's a good start.
Top three batters.
Yeah.
I mean, they played three games. So
Tariq Nawaz there as well. Yeah, you can say that.
Been in some amazing form. I'll
give credit where credit's due. They are up there.
59 average, 8.5.
May not be there at the end, but they're there now, right?
And,
so
and with a bullet into fourth place on the batting list, Bubba Hyatt.
Yeah.
Because he's played one game, 114, out, no average.
That's one to watch as the season marches on.
Bowling, obviously. Somebody that got a six for on the weekend is at the top.
Yeah, Gazanfar Mohammed, of course, he's up the top. He's 8 wickets. Tanwir Afzal, he's running second in both batting and bowling. He's having a great start to the year. And Waqas Barker with his 5 for, he's taken 6 wickets in total. But again, it all changed, but it's a good positive start for those gentlemen.
Yeah, we'll just quickly, before we move on, I just want to touch on Waqas Barker's photo on Crick Heroes. He looks like he's 12.
Oh, really? Give me a look at that.
Come around. There you go. There's the photo that's listed on Crick Heroes for Waqas Barker.
Yeah, he might be 14.
14?
Yeah.
We need a new photo, Wack.
There's perm there.
All beard.
Right.
Yeah, it looks like he would get ID'd if he went into a bar.
That's all right.
Let's move on to Sunday Div 2. There was no Sunday Div 1 last weekend. So Sunday Div 2, the first game was the Opties versus the Lions. We both, Natesh and I, picked the Opties. And in the end, it was correct.
Oh, the Lions are hopeless this year.
Yeah, struggling.
I mean, in seasons gone by, they were the type of team who had some runs in them, right? They could score some runs. Bowling was where it was let down a little bit, bowling and fielding. They put on some runs, but it wasn't anywhere near enough. They were chasing 245, the optimist batting first.
That's it, HKCC. 245 is par.
It's gettable.
Yeah.
And 100%.
They only got 191, and they got 191 with one man, basically.
Yeah, top scorer for the game.
Yep.
Don Idnul Suthitha, 77. It was a patient knock, too, off 134 balls, so well battered there. Harry Flory.
Oh, we love Harry.
Oh, mate, Harry.
Yep.
Ah, fantastic. 75, batted beautifully. Harry Hodgson, young Harry, he got 43. Optimus, 245 for 9. It was too much for the Lions. They were bowled all out for 191. Akash Shah, still going well. 9 overs, 1 maiden, 4 for 26. Pick of the bowlers.
I think Akash is the captain of that team.
Is he skipper this year, is he?
I could be wrong, but I usually am.
Well, you were.
Player of the match as well. But I think Akash is in charge of the Opties.
Yeah, good on him. Optimus, they had a win over the Lions. Lions, well, we'll get to the table soon. You know where they are, right at the bottom.
They played 4, lost 4.
Yeah.
Top of the table.
Minus 3 net top, run rate, really.
Top of the table is the credit card.
What's going on here? The India club, Brahmas, Bushy. I mean,
cricket.
When I left Hong Kong, well, temporarily before I came back, before I leave permanently.
Yeah.
There was no such thing as the India Club Brahmas. LSW were going down to Division 2 when I got on the plane to Sydney. Well, who's this mob, the India Club Brahmas?
Right.
Tell me about them.
So the India Club, somebody there's got a credit card, and I've asked 1,000 times for them just to be the sponsor of the podcast. They've yet to get in contact.
Fair question.
So the Brahmas said, India Club said, look, we've got a superstar lineup this year. We're going to put a team into Div 2. Cricket Hong Kong said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you do that, the Tony Turners,
do
you ask for a little so while can stay up?
Okay, and they go in Division 2. That all sounds fair and reasonable to me, to be honest.
And the India
Club. Well, that's good. So it's expansion of the game, right?
Yep. So
wonderful.
Brahmas, who they've lost a game, but they're ridiculously strong. They're a bit like Pack. But that Brahmas, that's the team that's got Niaz and Imran Arif into the side this year.
Early doors, but they're right up there in the promotion hunt, right? 2-1.
Yep.
Good on them.
Optimus, 2-2. Infidels only played the one game, had a big win, so they've actually got the best net run rate of anybody in the league so far. The Knights from Little Siwon have won a game. Then we get into the Dragons that started with a win, I believe, and now they're 1-2.
Yeah, they beat the Lions, I think.
Yeah, well, everyone's beaten the Lions because they're 4-4. Let's move on to Saturday Championship Division 1 over at Tin Kwong Road Recreation Ground. The Asqua Little Siwon Warriors versus USRC Lions. We both picked the Sky Warriors because we had not seen the Lions. Every game the Lions had wanted to play this season, had been washed out. So this was actually their first game on November 23. What happened?
Yeah, well, LSW Sky Warriors, they go out and get 186/9.
Not bad.
Finishing
score.
Their 35 overs. Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. That's competitive.
I think this is that. It's the Sky Warriors of Little Saiwan. It's a new tie-up between the Sky Warriors club that I commentate, led by Parian Chung.
Is this where Chico's playing now?
That is Sky Warriors. Chico is playing. Yes, he's moved across to Little Saiwan Sky Warriors.
Well, it was a good team effort, actually. 186 with the top scorer only 40, but it wasn't enough.
Well, Pranab's been in the runs, and that would have been a big wicket when they got him out because he's the one that destroyed, I don't know who it was here on a Saturday, Tartars, perhaps, with a massive 119 not out.
I notice Ali Hussain took 3/28 and Shoaib Rana took 3/23.
Yeah.
As far as the Sky, the bowling for the Lions is concerned.
Yep, they got it with 2.1 overs to spare, the Lions. So we both dropped the tip, and Muhammad Arag Kamal gets player of the match with his 78 of 73.
Yeah, Muhammad Umar kicked in with 48 as well. So Lions too good.
Okay, moving on to the Tartars versus Jin Sung. Nitesh picked Tartars and I picked Jin Sung on this one because perhaps your old mate Todd Lindgren had sent me the team.
I did hear that on last week's podcast.
It was a wise decision.
Yeah. I haven't got the scores in front of me here, Bushy. I'm not sure exactly what happened.
I can tell you.
In that game. But I did watch a little bit of it. I did turn it on when Elliot Andrews was bowling. I can tell you that.
4/41.
Yeah. Outrageous. I did watch a little bit of it. But
Todd Lindgren's mate, Tom Ingram, got a 3/4 as well, 3/37.
Did he have the headband on?
I didn't watch. It's come and gone. The mow's back. Oh, you missed Tom Ingram when he shaved his mow off. That was a disaster.
Really?
That looked terrible.
Come back?
It's back.
Fair enough.
Thank goodness. He looked like a...
Not just back for Movember.
He looked like...
Back.
Yeah, he looked like a 12-year-old.
Okay.
Matt Rafter also with 2/33. The Tartars all out with two balls to spare in their 35 for 166. And Jin Sung made easy work on the big hitting of the big, big man that is Anton Bunton. He was great at the KCC corporates. He was smashing it everywhere and he got 57. Elliot Scrivener chipped in with a 43 as well. For the bowling, for the Tartars, Devang Bulsara got 2/40. Apart from that, wasn't much happening. 171/4 in 31. Jin Sung get the win. Aaron gets the tip right. We can move to the table botters.
Yeah, the table, it's a little bit all over the place because you've got, for example, you've got USSC Tigers who've played 7 compared with Lama who've played 2.
And so, of course, we have to take, with a pinch of salt, Tigers might have played 3.
Yeah, so,
who knows? We can only go on what the screen says.
Well, the screen says, and this is all to do with the new scoring system, Gap Ramblers unsurprisingly on top. They've won 4. They're up on 9 points, followed by the Charlie Bears and the Yotters on 7.
Charlie Bears, straight out of the never ever. Yeah. Been, have done me in already this season. They're back.
Well, they were one of the promoted teams.
Yeah, exactly. They? So
the Lions and the Tigers, the two USRC teams on 6. Nomads have only played 3. They're on 4.
And 2 washouts.
Yeah, exactly. And, 1 win, 2 washouts. Lama, 2 games, 2 wins on 4 points, so they're undefeated according to this table. Tartars right down where they wouldn't expect to be, the Tartars, followed by the Sky Warriors, the last.
The Tartars have only got 1 win out of 4 games. 1 win, 1 loss, 2 washouts. The only one that they got was the victory over Crusaders.
Yeah, Sky Warriors have 5 games for 1 win. Lancers are 6-0.
Yeah.
They've played 6 and won nothing. Crusaders haven't won a game either, and Jin Sung are right down the bottom.
Well, they're not, because that's because they just had a win.
Yeah.
So they're going to scoot up the table.
What's this system called again? Crick Heroes?
Yeah.
There might be some crick in it, but there's not a lot of hero in it.
Well,
jeez.
You might have noticed that for most of the podcast after you left, I don't do the tables because they're a mess. I only put them back in because you're
here. Teams have got to know where they're coming, right?
Yeah, that's true.
So the supporters.
Hopefully we get there by after the Christmas break.
Yeah, that's all. Sort the bugs out. Let's move on. Saturday Div 2.
Yeah, Saturday Div 2 at Cam Tin. Kaitak up against PAC Championship. That is the renamed PAC Rising Stars that I renamed the Falling Stars. So they renamed the team PAC Championship.
So Okay, just before we go into the actual results of this, we've got Tariq Nawaz and Hafiz Khan travelling out to Camp 10 on a Saturday before they build up Premier League on Sunday.
Yep.
I mean,
they are desperate.
I don't know what's going on with the rules anymore because you never used to be able to play Premier League and Saturday League.
No idea about the rules, but I know for a fact that Pakistan Association's only thought is to get PAC Championship back into Div 1.
Well, the Rising Stars, the Falling Stars, as you christened them, and we followed them, they were terrible last year. They're going to be, well, I was going to say unbeatable, but I think they've lost one already. But they're going to win this. They're going to win. They'll get promoted. But how are these boys down there playing it? Hafiz Khan and what? Yeah. Maybe I'm playing that right.
Like, could you imagine being Kai Tak and you see Tariq Nawaz and Hafiz Khan turn up and just go, ugh.
Is Waheed playing for him as well? Imagine Waheed. Like charging in. Anyway, they smashed him. Kai Tak all out for 103. PACC.
How did they chase it down?
Cut it in 10.1 over. Having lost two wickets, Tariq Nawaz 48 off 18. Hafiz Khan 43 off 28. It's an absolute smashing in Div 2. They'll be back in Div 1 next year. Don't worry about that.
Player of the Mads is Sajjad Chowdhury Mohammed Saim with 4 for 20 off 7. Again, I don't understand this system. I went and checked. Saim Sajjad Mohammed also got 4 for. He bowled 3.1 overs, 4 for 6.
And he didn't get man of the match.
No, and I went and checked the scores. And yes, Chowdhury took a catch. So he went, okay, well, but Sajjad took a catch, and they took a catch off each other's bowling. So it was weighted towards Chowdhury.
Let me give you the answer. Take your Crick Heroes Player of the Match award, right, and rip it up. Rip it up and chuck it in the bin.
Well, that's why Bubba
was useless.
That's why Bubba was player of the match in the plod, not Wakas. I agree. Saturday Championship Div 2 game, Centaurs versus the Saracens. Saracens moving out of the never ever bin last week after giving me so much stick. So many phone calls.
That's the only thing I was disappointed about, Bushy, is you didn't hold your ground because Saracens were never ever going to win this. I mean, look. Centaurs, this is out of GDB, and Centaurs get rolled for 113.
113, didn't bat it out, 31.1 at GDB. That's a shoe-in. You cannot lose that game.
No, you're back at KCC with a victory by 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Absolutely. And
unless you're the Saracens.
Saracens doing it by bowling out.
All out 103.
Oh, my God. Centaurs win by 10. I lose the tip on that one, and I'm... Again, I'm telling you, don't bother calling me if you win another game, Saracens, because you are in the never ever bin forever. Is now joined with the never.
Can't argue with that. You've got to give a big shout out to Ikram Sattar from the Centaurs. 7 overs, 2 maidens, 5 for 15.
Player of the match, according to Crick Heroes, and that's a shocker from the Saracens. Now we have the table. We can't guarantee how good it is, but have a go.
Well, I'm not going to run through it all, but I'll just run through a couple of things because we know it is a little bit unreliable. But PACC up on top, off and gone on 12 points after 7 games. HKU, they're running second on 8. Laguna Gully up there within striking distance. I'll jump through that middle. I'll forget all of that for the minute. Kai Tak, big disappointment. They had a big year last year, just missed promotion. They're sitting right down the bottom with only 1 win. I'm not sure what's happened to their score.
Four losses in a row. So they won 1 and then lost everything else.
Yeah.
The Saracens, of course, only getting that 1 win, which they gave me lots of rubbish for. But even though I dropped some tips, I've edged out the gap now, Botters. Tipping tally, guests on 30, Bushy on 34, so you've got some work to do coming up.
I am considered a guest these days, and I will do my best on behalf of us guests to bridge that gap.
Let's get into it right now.
Ins and outs next. All the upcoming action in cricket in Hong Kong. Take us away, Bushy.
Tipping time here on the 8 for 52 podcast. Ins and outs. We'll go through all this weekend's major games. We're going to start with Sunday Elite Division 1 Botters. What have we got?
Yeah, Scorpions, Wanderers, in-house derby up at HKCC, kicking off at 10 a.m. It's interesting, a few changes in the off-season. As everyone's aware, as far as Sunday League, Wanderers and Zucker across there. I'm going to tip the Wanderers, Bushy.
Because I don't know. Like, we were talking last week with Plod. Anch was out of town. Ayush was injured. Martin's injured. Martin and Nazakat moving across to the Wanderers as they shake the team up. Mm. Going on form, though, I've gone for the Scorps.
Yeah, I don't dispute that. To me, it was a real toss of the coin. I just got a little bit of an inkling about the Wanderers.
And the Wanderers, they're the promoted side, and they're looking good.
Mm.
But I still feel like the Scorps have got it over the two of them. So we've already gone different. I don't think we're going to be much different on the next game. Sunday Elite Division 2, PKVR Park for a Sunday Division 2.
Look, I've thought about this and I've tried to find every... if there is any reason that I can find an upset for this. And I've explored every single avenue, including
the
fact
that... Should we say the teams?
It's at PKVR Park as the Lions versus the Infidels.
Yeah.
I've explored every single avenue... And I,
what's a teak like bowling on Astro, on a square ground? I assume it's going to be ugly.
He's going
for the Lions.
He's going to have too much for him. And look, Infidels will win this by the length of the Flemington Racecourse straight in Melbourne.
If the Infidels are wise, they will win the toss and bowl first, so they can go home early.
Everyone will get home early. Infidels will win.
Okay, let's move on to Saturday Championship Div 1, Ting Kwong Road Recreation Ground on the 30th. That's Saturday. This will be after the All-Stars game, which I'll be commentating. So 12:50 start for the IRC Charlie Bears versus Lama Cricket Club.
Yeah, both of them up near the top of the table. Big clash. I think it's second versus third. If not, it's very close to being that. Charlie Bears really outperforming Lama. Going well in their own right. I've got to go the Bears, I think, in this one.
I've actually gone with the Bears myself, even though we talked about the India Club Yachters, right? They're the red-hot team with Niaz and Imran. India Club Yachters gave the Charlie Bears a massive touch-up. And we saw that on the tables that the India Club Yachters have lost one game.
Mm.
You know who to?
Lama. Yeah.
But I'm still going with the Charlie Bears. They're out of my never ever bin, so don't let me down, Charlie Bears. Saturday Championship Div 1 up at HKCC. Another in-house derby.
Yeah, Saturday afternoon derby. 1 o'clock start up there up the hill. Gap Ramblers, Nomads, defending champions against a team who've won it a billion times. Really is toss of the coin on this one. I think Nomad's been down the bottom. Gap Ramblers up the top. I'll go with the form. I'll go with the Gap Ramblers.
Okie dokie. We're going different on that one as well because I've gone with the Nomads. I feel like there's something with the Nomads this year. I think the Nomads, have Sahal. I did my research. I can't remember why, but I've gone with Nomads and I feel like Sahal was in that team. Right. Saturday Championship Div 2 at GDB. It's Diasqua Little Siwon Strikers against the Never Evers.
Strikers.
KCC Saracens not interesting you. You're not feeling the love.
Sri Lanka Lions have got more chance of beating the Infidels than the Saracens have beating the LSW Strikers.
Okay.
Simple as that.
Okay. We're both going with the Strikers on that one at Cam Tin. And this will be a journey for the HKCC Witherers.
They your passports, boys.
They won't know what's hit them. I've left the island, yes, but why am I in Canton?
Bring your passports and visas, boys.
India Club All-Stars versus the Witherers, Saturday Div 2, starting at 1 p.m.
India Club All-Stars will win this at
home. Well, you really could. If you can get all your tips right this week.
That's the goal.
I think you can beat me because I've got...
just about get you back. Yeah, I can get you to within one maybe. Indy Club All-Stars will win this.
You're not going
to
get me back by the Witherers beating... All-Stars beating the Witherers because that is not going to happen.
It's going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
That's the upset of the weekend from Bodders.
So you didn't go with Sri Lanka Lions, but you didn't go with the Saracens.
Couldn't know impossible.
India Club All-Stars are going to beat the Witherers out at Camp Tin.
Fair enough. Anything can happen at Camp Tin.
It's true. It's the ground of dreams we made, where dreams are made. That's it for ins and outs. Always denied entry by the English gentry. Yes, time for the women's cricket wrap, and joining us as always, Tammy Chu. Good afternoon to you, Tammy.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Now, let's go through last week's games and our tips. So, tip tally at the start, you were on 10, I was on 11.
Mm-hmm.
One ahead. Let's see how we go. The first game we want to talk about, Div 1 at PKVR, SCC Divas up against Phung Wong. We both went with the Divas, but this was a lot closer than we thought.
Yes, actually. I mean, like, both of the batsmen is doing quite well, right? I've got Divas that Romelu Osorbel hit 36 runs, put up 120 in 20 overs.
Counted out their full 20 overs there, 8 wickets down. And in reply, what did CCC do?
Well, the batsmen are doing quite well. Amy Lai, the captain, managed to do 36 not out, but just shot off like 14 runs after 20 overs.
Yeah, Divas up by 14. Amy Lai, even though in a losing side, always making runs, gets player of the match for that game.
Yeah.
We will move on to the Asquodiddle Saiwon Wafts up against the Maidens. And I made a mistake. I tipped the Maidens, and what a mistake it was. You did pick the Wasps. Tell us what happened. I know that the Maidens won the toss and opted to field. I feel like this was a mistake.
Yeah. I mean, Mariam Bibby managed to get a 154 not out.
Excuse me? How much?
154.
It's 20 overs.
It's 20 overs, yeah. She hit like 23 fours and 2 sixes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow, 154 out of a score of 256 for two. Ikra Sahar also getting a 22 not out. Jazz Winder getting 22. I'm assuming with these numbers adding up in my head, there's a fair bit of extras in there as well for the Maidens. In reply, it was a bit of a disaster. The Maidens, the biggest one. I mean, the Maidens, we know the Maidens are based around one player.
Yeah.
Yasmin Dazwani.
Yeah.
Did she get a golden duck?
Shit, no, not the golden one, I think. She hit a, she got 6 balls.
Oh, did she really?
Yeah.
But still out for a duck.
Yep.
And it all fell apart from there. There was a DLS on this game for reasons I don't understand, but they got through to 15.5 overs. The Maidens, 36 for 6. Not a single Maiden appearing in the best performances on Crick Heroes Cricket Hong Kong app. And of course, with 154, Mariam Bibby, player of the match, and a tip goes to Tammy. I go down one.
Yes.
Okay, the last game we want to talk about in Div 1, the SLCC Lionesses up against the mighty CCC Sunrisers. The app was all a bit wrong on this. We couldn't quite read it properly, but we both picked the Sunrisers. The Lionesses batted first. Did they only have 7 players?
I think they only have 7 players. Yeah. And yeah, I want to say, well done to all the youngsters, because from Sunrisers, the 15-year-old Karen Poon only gave out 4 runs in her 4 over and getting 2 wickets.
2 for 4 off 4. That's ridiculous. Well done, Karen.
Yeah.
21 for 6 was the end of the Lionesses in 15.3.
Yes.
And the batting innings lasted how long?
1.5 over.
Oh, dear.
And I think Sunrisers put out 2 young girls, 12 years old, both of them.
Yeah.
Sienna Poon, the younger sister of Karen Poon, and also Janice Wong. And they just managed to chase it in 1.5 overs.
I have no idea how Crick Heroes has managed to say the CCC Sunrisers won by 9 wickets when they got 22 for nothing and smashed them by in 18 overs spare. But we both picked the Sunrisers. Well done to them. There was one other game in India Club Velocity out at Cam Chin, their home ground, playing SCC Pinay. We both went with Velocity on this one. Velocity won the toss. They opted to bat and they batted well.
Yeah, let me try that. Yeah, Velocity. Did they have that player again? I think so, right?
They did. They had Vansi Chowdhury. Was 58. Not out, it looks like, off just 35 deliveries. She played in a Asquodiddle Saiwon Morning League game this week as well. We kept and was an exceptionally good keeper and got a good stumping as well. So she's a real talent, Vansi. 58 not out, also a 40 for Hadisa Atif. So 206 for 4 on the boards. In reply, what did Pinay do?
Pinay, I think only one of their batsmen got a double digit. The high score of their team is only 10 runs. So they only play 15 overs. I think there's NDRS, right? I think probably because of the time. In 15 overs, they got 72 for 9.
Yeah, which means 134-run victory for Velocity. The bowlers, Sheila from Pinay got 2 for, the only one to get 2 for. Vansey also got a wicket, 1 for 7 off 2, including a maiden. So guess what? She is player of the match for that game. Both getting the tips right, but I dropped one this week, going a bit silly with the maiden. So the tipping tally now 14 apiece as we go into this weekend's games. We've got, obviously, All-Stars on this weekend. So no Div 1. That's going to take up a majority of all the All-Stars players, right?
Yes, exactly.
So we're going to do all 3 games, a Div 2 out of PKVR. First one at 8:30 a.m, Link Fireflies versus the SCC Pinay.
I know you're going to peg the Link Fireflies because you named them.
No, I'm glad you remembered. I was about to remind you, but they got a good memory. So, yes, I am absolutely going with the Link Fireflies. And, of course, Asif Hussain over there, very active at Link, would punch me in the face if I didn't. So I have gone with Link.
Okay, well, I think I might go for Pinay this week because I think they might be missing some players who is playing in All-Star.
Who, Fireflies?
Fireflies.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. You know stuff that I don't know, and we're going to talk about that shortly. But I'm going on the back that Velocity gave Pinay a touch-up, so there's a chance that the Fireflies will as well. Hang on. I've got... I see Velocity. Both teams that played each other are playing. The next game is I see Velocity versus the Hong Kong Cricket Club Cavaliers.
Ooh.
You like the Cavaliers, of
course. I love the Cavaliers, and
this is now we do it every time, but I'm going to do it again. You know the question I'm going to ask: is this the team with AD Lee's wife in it?
I know.
It is, right?
Yes.
Okay. Right. This is tough. Very tough. Velocity obviously has my friend Myra Baloch in it. Don't know if she's playing. Or she was injured, so whether she's playing or not, didn't play last weekend.
Yeah.
I'm still going to go with India Club because they're on the ascendance here in Hong Kong.
Ooh.
Can you tip against your club?
No, I believe in the Cavaliers.
Okay. That was an easy one, I thought, even though you ummed and ahed. The final game in Div 2 being played at 2:30 p.m. out of PKVR Reservoir. Lama Roses versus USRC Eagles.
Only if USRC managed to put up a team.
Okay. It's that kind of vibe. Right. Lama's pretty good, aren't they?
Lama's pretty good.
Yeah. And I'm sorry to ask on that one. I forgot to do my research as a very large trolley. Once again, trucks on by. I'm going to go with Lama.
I'm going with Lama as well.
Okay. We both go with Lama. That's the T20 games out at PKVR this Sunday. But now we've got to talk about what's coming up this Friday. All-Stars starts, it's on at 2:30 p.m. from Friday, correct?
I think it's 2 p.m.
2 p.m.
Yeah.
I should know, I have to be there, I'm calling it. But the All-Stars are back, the DLA Piper, Women's All-Stars, the Balhenia Stars versus the Jade Jets. Last week you taunted us with teams that you couldn't tell us.
Yes.
Can you tell us this week?
I think so. By the time the podcast got released, right?
It goes on your training. So you have to tell me. I don't have them. You're going to have to read them out for me.
Yeah, just give me 1 second.
Does it change from anything from last week?
No.
Okay. So I probably still have that.
Yes. So yeah, I got it now. So for the Bohemia Star.
And the Bohemia Stars are being coached by Asif Hussain.
Asif Hussain, yes. And it's led by Miriam as the captain. And she got Mariko, Dorothea, Carrie, Fatima, Lemon, Joylene, Georgina, Ruchita, Alishba, Vanessa, Karen, and then 2 players from the China team.
Now, we mentioned there might be a thing. Yeah, so each side's going to have 2 China national team players.
Yes.
That's cool. And for the J-Jets, you've got Natasha as captain. Yaz Dazwani will be the wicketkeeper, Shanzine Shazad, Pulto, Emma Lai, Ikra Sahar, Alison Sue, Myra Baloch. Well, I should have read this, otherwise I would have picked the Velocity. Oh, my God. You knew that. I know you knew that. I could see it in your eyes. Mahak Deep, Amanda, Betty, Chan Sao Ha, and the 2 from the China side, Grace and Nicole is what I have written here.
Yeah.
So that's going to be exciting.
It's going to be exciting.
So we play 3 games. First game at 2 p.m. on Friday. Then we go to 9 a.m. Saturday, which is very leisurely. We don't play in the afternoon, just 1 game a day.
Yep.
And then again, 2 p.m. on Sunday is the final game.
Exactly.
So we've got 3 of them. You can come down to Tin Kong Road Recreation Ground and watch great DLA Piper, I should say, All Stars, or it will be broadcast live on Cricket Hong Kong China, YouTube and Stick Sports and a whole bunch of other stuff. So that's coming up. Then before we do the next podcast,
yes,
the international start.
Yes, exactly.
And I don't have any of that details in front of me. Have you got it?
I haven't got the details.
Okay.
Well, as far as I remember, we've got...
Wednesday we start, 4th of December.
4th.
Is that Wednesday? I think it's Wednesday.
Yes, 4th and 5th.
Yeah.
And then they got a rest day on the 6th.
Yeah.
And then they play another round on 7th. And the final go on 8th.
So, are we thinking perhaps the All-Stars are going to decide the makeup of the team? Or do we already know who's going to be playing in the Hong Kong Women's T20i series for 2024?
I think they already done this selection. Except touch wood, are there any injuries or anything, then the squad won't change.
Okay. So, but you're not going to tell me, are you?
I don't exactly know who is in there because I'm not.
That's fair. You're not going to. You don't know. So this time, at least, you're not keeping it for me. So we'll try to find out. We'll have all the details because we'll be 2 days into the tournament by the time the next podcast goes out.
Yes.
So that starts Wednesday, the 4th. We're doing two games a day: Namibia, Thailand, China, and Hong Kong, China. Playing round robin, Hong Kong, China's playing every afternoon.
Yes, very literally.
And then Namibia, Thailand, and China will rotate in and out. So that will be broadcast everywhere. I know that ICC TV's taking that one as well. So that's going to be massive. Tin Kwong Road Recreation Ground again. Head on down. But until then, Tammy Chu, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And now it's time for My Story, where the superstars of cricket come in and tell us their story.
It's time for a very special My Story, Botters. You've brought in some of the greats. Who have we got?
Bushy, you brought me on as co-host, and one of the things that you said is I needed to bring on a guest. Well, I looked at that and I doubled it and I've brought on two. It's the Vasha brothers, Sharoy and Shiraz. Welcome to My Story, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, we got the twins in. This could be the longest. This could well outdo Imran Arif in length, I feel.
It's got the possibility to do so. It definitely has that in them. Both of them, if there was a talking Olympics,
yes,
they'd both win the gold medals.
Oh, top of the pops.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, we better get on with it. No more dancing around.
No.
What's your questions there, Bottas?
Let's see how they go. Look, boys, like with all my stories, you've nearly been on this planet for 60 years. We're going to end there. We want to start with... Where'd you first get exposed and fall in love with the game of cricket, Sharoy?
Oh, when I was a baby. There's a photograph at home somewhere where me and Shiraz were about 2 years old and we were running around with a piece of wood and a ball and trying to hit it.
Hang on, running around where?
Home at that time was Bombay.
Yeah,
or Mumbai, as people call it now.
Yeah.
So it was there. Obviously, my father was a big cricket avid. When he came in 66 to Hong Kong, he started the development in the summer of 67 when we arrived.
What brought him to Hong Kong?
Work.
Yeah. So how old you guys at that time were?
2.5.
Okay. So you've run around in Mumbai with a piece of wood and then... packed up and moved to Hong Kong.
Shiraz, do you have any recollection of Mumbai running around with a piece of wood at 2.5?
Yep, and I've also got, there's a picture of one of us actually trying to bite a tennis ball. I don't know which one.
Do we want to guess which one? No. I've got a feeling. I've got an inkling.
2.5 years old.
Yeah.
You land in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
How do you get involved with cricket here?
Well, as I was saying, when Dad came in 66, December, we came June 67, Dad turned around and said, the ground is free during the summer. Let's do some cricket training. Now, my elder brother, Yarman, was 10 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was already playing like junior school cricket in India. Mm-hmm. So it was just him starting development, starting training. Kids were allowed to come down. There was... nothing there about any ethnicity or anybody, any child, any color, any age.
This is a school? At school.
No, this is here.
Where's here?
KCC.
You're right. Cowlan Cricket Club, which is where we're recording.
Yeah. Cowlan Cricket Club in the summer from June through to August.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You were saying the ground was free. Explain that, because I'm a little confused, because obviously that doesn't happen anymore. You're saying KCC's ground was free for you guys?
Dad just based in Super Bass.
Dad basically asked to get the ground in the summer to start some coaching. So like Yaman, my oldest brother, Bharat Gohal, who's now passed away, Barji Shroff, his brothers, Dermot Reeve, Shroy and I, David Jones, we were all kids. And dad was basically getting the ball from over down here where the playroom is, and getting Yaman and Barji and all where the scoreboard is, and knocking the ball and asking them to go and catch it or field it. And if there was a drop catch, you'd make them carry a bat flat like this and one or two laps around the field for dropping a catch.
So this is happening when you get off the plane, when you arrive here in Hong Kong, or boat, or...
Yeah.
There was you got here at the time? Would have been, oh, probably, yeah. So you were just basically first exposed to cricket here by your dad's love of the game.
Yeah. You see?
Let's talk about your mum for a minute, who's still an absolute...
gem?
Doyen of Hong Kong, not just cricket in Hong Kong. Where was she at this time with all of this development?
She was with us.
Yeah.
Because it was done on a Sunday from 9 to 12... and then 12 o'clock, we just went to the swimming pool. The family went to the swimming pool. So my second brother, who's not too keen on cricket, would just be at home. And then mum would just bring him to the club. And then we'd just be at the pool for the rest of the afternoon. Right?
What a life for young fellas.
Yep. Talk about the doyen and the mum. I just want to say I've got one story. We're going to go through it, but this is from when I first met her, which is only a couple of years ago, coming into the KCC. I was doing broadcast, commentating. She loved to walk around the ground. She walked into broadcast, stood right next to me, and just went, "What's the score?"
Beautiful.
While I'm on air.
Yeah.
No cares. Yeah. And I'm like,
"That's yep. That's
And then you turn around and you say, "That's the score, Ms. Vasher, don't worry about broadcaster. I'll make sure you know." And she was happy, and then she moved on. And we saw her at the Cricket Hong Kong Awards as well, presenting as well. Just an amazing woman, but we'll get more into that a bit later.
So she's looking after you, obviously, at this time. You start to grow a little bit older. When do you play your first competitive game of cricket?
Oh.
Shiraz?
Probably when we were in school.
Yeah?
Yeah. KG5.
What sort of age?
KG5. Form 1, Form 2, we were playing for KG5, Form 1 and 2.
Yeah. When did you first start playing for Kowloon Cricket Club?
Actually...
Was there junior teams back in the day? Is that how it worked?
No juniors.
And that's why your dad was doing what he was doing.
Yeah. And there was no junior cricket, so you either played with the big boys or you were left behind.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, Shroy was always a better cricketer than me. I'm not going to deny that. But then...
But you're a better umpire than him, so you've got it back in spades later on. So, to interrupt. All right, Shroy was a better cricketer, yeah.
But I was always... for some reason, I was always the better squash player than him.
Okay.
Right? So Shroy basically did more of the cricket. And then as we got older... He was actually playing more cricket, and I was ending up playing more hockey for some reason.
Yep.
You know, so...
Seems to be the Hong Kong way. You play squash, you play hockey, you play cricket.
Yeah.
You rotate around the three, and whatever one is your fancy. Yeah. And so many of the guests that we've had on My Story have said very much the same. On KG5, I just wanted to ask, you guys might be too old. That was where Jamie Atkinson's dad taught as well, wasn't it? Teaching cricket?
Jamie Atkinson, dad taught at Cowlan Junior.
Which is right next door.
Yeah, with that, that's the junior school. That's the school we went to when we were in primary school.
Yeah, but you guys too early for Mr. Atkinson?
Yep.
For Steve? Okay.
Way too early.
Oh, easy.
Yeah, way too early.
Okay, yeah. Steve will like that if he's listening.
Yeah, we'll do. Yeah, we'll do.
I'll appreciate being a baby.
Sharaf just said, you're of the twins, probably the superior cricketer in your playing days.
Yep.
So when did you debut for KCC?
Oh. My full first season was 1984.
So how old would you have been then? I can't do the math in my head.
20.
About 20 years old, right?
Okay. He's 60. Good.
Yeah.
Started 84, 40 years ago.
2024.
But then obviously we went from KGFI, we went to boarding school and we played competitive games there.
Oh, did you? Where did you go to boarding school?
In a small town called Knutsford in Cheshire, in England.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, England. So we were playing King's Macclesfield, William Hume, Buxton of Derbyshire.
Yeah.
So it was upper school. Upper high school.
Yeah, this is secondary school.
Yeah, yeah, like KG5.
Yeah. So you already did lower school and then went.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Yep. So we were playing schoolboy cricket there. And I still remember we were playing Kings of Macclesfield. And it started drizzling, and Shiraz was the captain of the team.
Uh-huh.
And I told him we should field first. And the first ball I bowled was a dot. I still remember this vividly. The second ball I bowled went for six.
Right.
My figures ended up being 6 overs, 7 runs, 9 wickets.
What?
Yep.
Can you verify that?
Yeah.
Because I got the 10th.
so the entire scorecard just said, Vasha, Vasha, Vasha.
Yeah.
He went for a 6-second ball, only gave away one more run and took 9 for it, and your brother took the other one.
Yeah.
And when were you bowling like medium paces back then, or is this not the 40-kilometer-hour stuff you bowl these days?
No, not the 10-kilometer-hour where that hits an aeroplane and comes down. I was bowling a bit of medium pace, and it was moving around a bit, right? So, and I actually said to Shiraz, I want to bowl the next over, and he said no. And he took the ball and bowled it.
Wow, you got 9. So you really wanted to get the whole card.
Yeah, that's hilarious. So those are like, the batting equivalents declaring when you're on 99 or something, or 299 even, because really would you take 10 for, right? Yeah. Never.
You're about to take the highest score ever scored off the bat.
That's right.
And you get declared the one run before. Yeah. Well done, Shiraz.
That's what he's love.
No, Rondery. Can remember every single ball.
Yeah.
But that would have been a great experience going to boarding school over there.
Yeah, that's basically where I actually sort of preferred playing squash.
Right.
And I actually did my shoulder in the night before I was going for under 16 county trials for squash.
Well, how'd you do your shoulder?
Playing squash and
just training.
Yeah, it just tore. And I never healed properly since then.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Even to this day?
Yeah. So that's why if I ever get on the cricket field, if you see me, I can't throw it like that. I have to roll it in because it just...
Since you were 16?
Yeah.
Goodness me.
And in those days, it wasn't what you have then. You had to go for radiation and this, that, and the other in those days. And they would tell me, the doctors in Hong Kong would tell me, stay away from squash for 6 weeks. 6 minutes after leaving the doctors, I'm on the squash force in KBC playing again.
Of course. You can't tell a Vasha to do something.
Yeah, exactly.
Not going to happen.
So.
Guys, tell me your view on the development or the change in cricket in Hong Kong over your time, over what you've seen, Shiroi.
Well, the good thing over the time I've seen is that more kids are playing now. More kids are playing.
Yep.
When I was playing, basically it was members first, kids had to wait. But then usually KCC were short of players most of the time. So I got regular run out at Templars. I got a regular run out at Saracens. Cricket we were playing then, I think, is a much higher standard than cricket today.
Okay, that's interesting.
Right. Obviously, the rules then have changed since then as well, because your Premier League players, your national players, were always allowed to play. The batting and bowling then, I think, is better than today, but today's fielding is better than back in those days.
Yep.
Right? You go to the awards night and you see people playing 10 games and they're getting Batsman of the Year award and they're scoring less than 500 runs. In my day, you had people like Stuart Bruce on Concrete Club, you had Rahul Sharma, the KCC, you played 18 Saturday games, you played 10 or 12 Sunday games. And this is just a league. And they were both fighting to get 1,000 runs on Saturday and 1,000 runs on Sunday.
So,
and who would get there first?
Yeah.
I want to ask about this, okay, because you've seen cricket since the 1960s. Do you feel like, not only the main, you're talking that the talent was there, do you feel like there's any change because of the balls? Like, you would have only been playing with red ball back then, right?
Yeah, we played red balls.
Yeah, we're nice and hard, can smash wherever you want. Yeah. Do you think the lack of runs can somehow be attributed to using white balls and pink balls and orange balls?
It could be, but also in those days, all your cricket, your Premier League cricket, your Sunday cricket, your Saturday cricket was all played on Astro.
Okay.
Right? Sunday are the two clubs you played on turf. Otherwise, Mission Road was Astro. DBS was Astro.
It's been Astro this season as well at times because of too much rain, but Premier League.
Right.
But in those days, Shiroi, obviously with no junior cricket, is that why there was so much more senior cricket? Just because
you
could play a lot more cricket because there weren't the kids playing? So that's what you're saying, that's the positive today, is that the junior program is in place and flourishing.
Yep.
Under
cricket. Well, you've got a 20. And we
he was in boarding school.
Right. But then also, as Shra said earlier, right, you had secondary school, which you had your first and second form team, which were 10 and 11-year-olds or 11 and 12-year-olds. Then you had your third and fourth form team, which were your 14 to 15, 16-year-olds. And then you had the Saturday League team.
Yeah.
Right? So your junior cricket was consisting of KG5 playing Island School, St. George's, DBS, South Island School.
Yeah.
And you played them maybe twice or three times in the
series throughout the school season.
Right. And that was it. And most of those games were played at Mission Road or they were played at KG5.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Then you had the Ted Wilson, which was the best of the schools playing against each other. That, if I'm not mistaken, I think that was a 35 over competition.
Like Saturday cricket is now.
Yep. And that was played on a Wednesday afternoon. Again, at KG5 in Mission Road. But the final was always held at KCC.
Okay. So, Shiraz, from your perspective, I mean, you had your injury as far as squash was concerned at 16. Obviously, impacted your cricket career as well. Did you play a lot of cricket for KCC after you came back from boarding school at all?
No, not really.
No.
Because when I came back from boarding school, let's start more towards the beginning. When Shiroi and I started at KT5 around 11 years old, we were literally there for about 2 weeks before Dad died.
Right.
So.
Sorry, you're what age?
11, going on to 12.
There must have been a shock, obviously, to your family.
Was the actual passing a shock? Was there a big illness leading up?
So no illness.
Right.
Just going to bed and never waking up.
Right. Well, that must have been extremely difficult for 11-year-old boys with a couple of older brothers.
Yeah.
And your mum.
Yeah.
Obviously. Now got four boys to look after.
Yeah.
You two the youngest, right?
Yep.
At 11. And from there, that's why she became the doyen, I guess.
Yeah.
You guys kept going. So you were at KG5.
Yeah.
Your dad passed away. And then
went to UK, and then so when we came back, we were trying to figure out what to do. So I decided to, there was Earl Pereira's uncle owned two Indian restaurants in Hong Kong at the time.
And he new board member of Cricket Hong Kong China?
Yeah. So
Earl Pereira?
Yeah, his uncle owned two restaurants at the time. And I was quite keen on learning that business.
Yeah.
So I was actually working in his restaurant. So I never actually had the time to play cricket because I was working in restaurants, hotels, all my life. You know, I mean, I met when I was at the Ritz-Carlton, I met Malcolm Speed, who was chairman of ICC or something.
He was very senior in Australian cricket first off, and then was chairman of ICC, exactly.
And when he was member of ICE, when he was chairman there, he was here for one of the awards night. I met him, and he actually gave me a gift, which now does not exist. He said, since your family's cricket, he gave me the 100-year tie for the Ashes from England, India. Australia. And since I wasn't wearing ties, I gave it to my eldest brother, Yaman. And then there was a big issue in his house. There was a fire and some of those ties, I think, all disappeared. So I'd actually met him. Also, there was a guy called Pat Fordham, who I can't remember what he did for a living, but he was staying in New World Hotel when I was working there for my first job as a waiter. And we got talking, and we were talking, and then he's from Yorkshire, and he loved cricket. So I actually introduced him to Yaman and brought him to KCC. Yaman and him got to be best of mates, and Yaman Shroy and I got him into KCC. And he ended up playing for Hong Kong. And he actually played in the Sixes. And when he was playing in the Sixes, he was actually standing up at the wicket without a helmet.
Very, very good.
You know, old school.
Yeah. Old school, right?
Absolutely.
And you know, so if you want to know what have I done for cricket, well, you can sort of say that, you know, right? So,
brilliant. Yeah. Shiraz just mentioned that he couldn't play a lot of cricket because he was working so hard, but you yourself played a lot of cricket.
Yep.
How did that blend with your early career of Shiroi as far as work is concerned?
I always made sure I had a job that gave me weekends off.
Yep.
Right. I was never one of these guys who could sit there and say yes sir, no sir to guests and all this.
Yeah.
But there was a time from 1989 to 94 when I worked at the Marriott.
Yeah.
And that was a 5-day week. The good thing about that was I actually said to all the staff, I play cricket on weekends, I'm taking weekends. And all the staff being locals turned around and said, you can take the weekends off because we don't want the weekends. We do not want to be walking around Hong Kong with 7 million people and everybody banging into each other. We will take a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday off.
So it worked for everyone.
So it worked out for everyone.
Perfect.
I did get told that if there were more than a certain number of people who wanted the weekend off, I would be the first one not to get it.
Right.
Which I agreed to and thought that was fair. So I still managed to continue my cricketing journey, even working in the hotels.
Very good.
Okay. You've mentioned a number of times, and I just want to, I know this is the twins, my story, but your brother Yaman is quite the cricketer. Can you give us like some of his stories as well? Because I know you give me his stories on a regular basis, just when we're in the breaks at cricket, when I'm broadcast and you're umpiring. How much influence did he have on you guys getting into cricket, and his career was pretty special, right?
Yeah, his cricket was pretty special, right? Obviously, he played with Dad. He played, I think his first tour was to Singapore, Malaysia in the, what do they call it? The Interports in those days, which are 3-day games.
He went as a 15 or a 16-year-old, and I believe Dad went on the same tour. And if memory serves me, what he said was Dad would not share the room with him. Dad made him share a room with another player and said, you need to learn.
Yeah, that's but he's a good coach, your dad.
Yeah, yep.
He's harsh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, but I like the theory. You don't share with your dad on your international tour.
And so he played from 71 all the way up to 97. And he captained from 88 to 90 or 91, the Hong Kong national side. He was an off-spinner, middle-order batsman. He played for KG5 and Saracens and always for Templars.
No, Saracens need him.
And
sorry,
Templars.
Saracens again.
And Templars was a strong side, and Infidels weren't even born then, and nor were Tartars, right? They came in 77, 78 season, just after Dad passed. And the Templars was a very strong side. You had the people like Buddy Carnell, Jarlow Shroff, Budgie Darber, Johnny Hung, Dad, John Bygate, Yarman, a guy called Barry Jones, people like that. It was a very strong side. Nigel Granfield. It was actually a very, very strong side. And they put him at six and just told him to bat at six. And they had no qualms. They had no worries if he got runs or if he failed. He was just batting at six.
How much influence did he have on your career? Whereas not so much with the busted shoulder and squash. Did you? Did you go, okay, this is the guy I want to emulate, or was there rivalry?
No, there was no rivalry. There's not the guy I want to emulate, but the influence he had was that me and him played both for Saracens and Templars at the same time, right? So I knew what he could do, and he knew what my capabilities were, and based on my capabilities, he would then set his field with me, knowing where he thinks I would be best suited for.
So you learnt from him as you went.
Yeah.
Because he was looking, because he was older and knew where you wanted everything.
Yeah. But then, you know, when we was part of, when we were there as part of the team, we were part of the team, there was no big brother, little brother scenario.
Okay. So this day and age, you've known by the current cricket community as umpires. How did that transition happen? So you've had a cricket career, Shiraz, not so much on the cricket side, but very much on the on the sporting side. So Shiraz, if I can start with you about your transition to umpiring, and then we'll switch back into Shiroy.
Thirty teams, three leagues, Hong Kong's finest. It's Challenge League time.
Challenge League time, and Nitesh Hamlani joining us again. Nitesh, I have no idea what's going on with Challenge League.
As usual, yes.
Yeah. So take us through it.
So I think we picked on four games, if I'm not mistaken. So let me try and dig up the results of all those four
Hang
games.
Hang on. You have to know. I have no idea.
I think it was four games. All I know is that I'm winning the tipping tally right now. Yeah. So why didn't we open with that? The first game we should open with is the one where we picked differently on. Lama Power versus the India Club Panthers. What a great game this was. This was a fantastic game up at Compton. The home team, India Club Panthers, winning the toss, choosing to field, so they're backing themselves to chase on a small ground, got an early wicket with opener Simon Joyce out in the fourth ball. Then they were 28 for two, Lama. Then Johan Batipola, the new recruit, joined the club last season, played for the Vikings, moved up to the Power. 52.
He's been in Mulling League here at KCC. Yes,
for HSBC. He's a quality player, Friday League player as well.
Speaking of which, that's tomorrow. I'm going to go check the teams, but go on.
So Johan, 52, retired of 33 balls. Contributions to the rest of the order, including captain Ian Brown, 30 of just 13 towards the end of the innings. Three sixes, the first three sixes he's hit in his career, apparently. So what a great little cameo from the captain. 27 extras as they got 179 for 6. So Des Mohammed for India Club, 3 for 23 in his 4 overs. In reply, it was a cracking game. 7-1 in the first over, an early wicket for...
Who did I pick?
You picked the Panthers. I picked the Power.
Chasing 180.
The Panthers, 7-1, 60-2, 96-3, 100-4 in 10 overs. On track, but then the wobble. 130-5, 119-6. 3 wickets lost for the score at 135. They were 135-9. They were down and dusted. They were out of the game.
Can't wait for that, surely.
They recovered. Number 11, Ashish Patel, 28 not out. Stuck in there. Built a good partnership. It came down. It all came down to the final over with 172-9. Needing, what, just 8 runs to win with 1 wicket in hand. First ball a wide. Oh, we're thinking here the Panthers. Come on, Panthers. What's Ian Brown, the captain Ian Brown, after his heroic innings with a bat, picked up the wicket and all out. Lama Power winning by 6 runs.
Wow. I'm depressed, but that's an amazing game. That's fantastic. What's next?
Lots of amazing games in the Challenge League. The other amazing game was down at Chung Kwan. No, Bora Blasters versus...
On the Flexi Mat.
On the Flexi Mat. Bora Blasters versus the HKCC K-Lin, who were challenging for promotion last year. Smashed the Blasters in the past couple of meetups. Looked really good in the opening game. Opted the bowl first, and I found out they opted the bowl first out of politeness because the Bora Blasters only had 7 on the field at the time of the toss.
Well, I hope this didn't backfire.
Well, the 2 openers from the Bora, one called no name, so I guess someone's got to investigate that. Another called Matthew.
Would be you, Challenge League correspondent.
Well, then should be CHK looking into that. Another Matthew Adams, who doesn't sound very Bora. Both hitting 50s, opening the batting. Atif Ali, 24 from number 3, but not much else. They started strong. There were 148 in 12 overs and then ended up at 210 all out. Alison Hsu, our favorite Alison Hsu.
Oh, fantastic. She was playing.
She was playing and she got a hat-trick the last 3 wickets.
Oh, I saw it. Did you put that on Instagram?
It was on Instagram story.
I didn't realize it was Challenge League. I thought it was Women's T20.
It was Challenge League, making her debut for K-Lin in the Challenge League.
Hang on. I've got something for that.
There we go. Well-deserved Alison Hsu, a hat-trick on Challenge League debut, 3-27 in her 3.3. And the Bora, though, big score, 210 all-out, 3 balls remaining.
All right.
The fun fact about this hat-trick, the last batter came out, who Alison dismissed, didn't even have pads on because he was umpiring and didn't expect to come back in.
Oh, my God, I love Challenge League. It's just so random.
It's proper village cricket. In reply, the HKCC K-Lin, 38 in the first 2 overs, 108 overs, 150 came up in the 11th over. They were smashing it.
Yeah.
Jonathan Tia, 67 of 36, came back in. And why did he have to come back in? It's because the middle order collapsed. They went from 147 for 3, 149 for 4, 59 for 5, 159 for 6, 164 for 7, 167 for 8, 179 for 9. Jonathan Tia, Alison Hsu coming in at 11. Is it not out.
Jonathan that plays for Tinning? TJIA
also plays Hung Si.
Love
also
squash as well.
Yes, big squash fan. Good cricketer.
Hmm.
He was on 67. Alison Hsu, 12 of 17. They were needing, I think, 6 more runs to win. The scorecard might be wrong. I think they were 204 when this happened, but it was 205 on the scorecard. Either way, they needed less than a run a ball. Handful of balls off, handful of runs. Calls for a single, gets sent back, slips because of the flicks mat, of course. Gets slips of the flicks mat, gets run out.
Oh, Kaelin, my
hold out.
Goodness.
5 runs short. Bora Blasters, what an upset.
What did we pick on that one?
We picked Kaelin. We both got that wrong.
Ouch.
And it's a big big win for the Bora Blasters. Big loss for Kaelin. What a great game, though. What a great game against the 2 cracking matches there. And the rest of the matches were not as exciting if I look through the scorecards. We had
other games, but they were... We had rubbish.
Not once in rubbish. Island Rangers smashing the KCC Pioneers.
Yeah, that was a shoo-in. I think that... Did I pick Pioneers?
I think we both picked Island Rangers.
I would have picked Pioneers.
Yeah, there's 52 not out for Krishna, Bharatnan, Shashank Soni, 49 of just 19, 50 avoidance, 7 sixes, 43 of 32 from Venkat, and wickets all around is a smashing for the Island Rangers. 185 for 4 plays, 79 or 8 when Bad Light or DLS stopped play for some reason. So, big victory there for the Island Rangers. And there should have been one more game if I can dig up the scorecard. But I can't just say there's no other games.
It's your job, buddy. I've got other things to do. I'm
PCC Strikers versus Master Blaster. That was on 17. I think that's it. 3 games as far as the result.
That's fair. Move on. Let's see what this week's games are. I can barely speak.
You've had a big day. Happy 50th, by the way, Bushy.
Thanks, mate. It was 2 days ago and I haven't been sober for about four, but carry on.
Okay, so just looking at the upcoming matches. Okay, so this weekend, 30th December and 1st, 30th November and 1st December, we have got, after the Women's All-Stars, Lama Vikings versus HKU Belchers on 1st December at Compton. That's going to be a good game. I think Lama Vikings showing some good form recently. But HKU Belchers, I think I'm going with HKU Belchers on this one.
That's tough.
I'm going to pick against Lama for once because I just think the Vikings are a very new team. The Belchers are a bit more settled. It's at Compton where the
guys... I think we talked about how much I like the Vikings just by the name. So pencil me in for a Vikings.
Ooh, okay.
I'm not writing these down. You have to write this down.
I'm writing it down. So I've gone for Belchers. You've gone for Vikings. So that's the first pick where we're different.
Yeah.
Then we've got the CSRHK Frontiers versus Qingyi Smashers up at GDB. Qingyi Smashers for me. They've been outstanding in Division 1 so far.
You've been so rubbish at this segment that Bodders is going to
jump in,
plug back in. He packed everything away, but he wants in on the Challenge League. His new favourite, the pinnacle, as he tells us, of... hang up. There we go. Channel 6 for Bodders. Are you there, Bodders?
Yeah, boys, just keep going.
All right.
Hang on, we haven't tipped on this one.
Frontiers and Qingyi Smashers up at GDB. 11:10 a.m. start. I'm going with Qingyi. They've been great this season.
Yeah.
Frontiers struggling at the promotion up to Div 1.
The Frontiers are also playing in the Diaspora Little Siwon Morning League, okay. I think, and they are struggling. So, yep. Pets on me in for Qingyi.
So we agree on this. Qingyi.
Any comments on?
No, Qingyi.
Ah, expert comments. Thanks, mate.
And then again, at Compton, we've got the Little Siwon Rising Stars against HKU Students. This is good. Because the HKU Students are assembling a good-looking team this season. They've dropped down from Div 2 to Div 3 and they're liking it there. And I've seen some of the students play Saturday League already. They're still eligible for challenge. If they go with their strong team, which they might, they could pull an upset here. So I actually might go for HKU Students.
You know more about... You're tied up in the HKU
here.
So you know.
They have some good players. But again, they're students. They can just one day... Five of them wake up with a hangover and don't show up. They're playing with seven players. It could so easily go bad.
God, I love Challenge League. It's such fantastic. Who are they playing?
Little Siwon Rising Stars. So some talented young.
Are they rising?
They've won a couple of games this year, aren't they?
What level are we in?
Division 3. So they've come down.
Oh, so they're Falling Stars. Little Siwon Falling Stars. Okay, I'm in with HKU as well.
HKU as
well.
Well... I'm just not going to say anything until the end.
So here's a fun fact. Just look at the points table. Rising Stars played 1-1-1. HQ Students played 2-1-2. So assuming that points table is correct, someone's zero
That's
got
a
go.
Very large assumption, and I wouldn't take it as gold. We've been through this in the podcast already. The table is rubbish. But anyway.
This should be a good game. And now another good game up at GDB. So we're bouncing back and forth in Compton and GDB. Lots of Challenge League cricket on 1st December. Marcours versus Yao Tsim Mong Cricket District team.
Oh my.
That is a good game in Division 2.
Yao Tsim Mong is... I was about to say something I needed to bleep, but have not done what they needed to do when I tipped them.
Yeah.
I love the goat.
Yeah.
You know how much I love the goat.
I like the Marcours boys as well. I know they're training right now, actually, across the road at USRC, so they're working hard for this game. I'm sure Yao Tsim Mong are putting the yards
Brothers, in. Just to let you know, Marcour means goat in Urdu.
Yeah.
It's a famous type of goat, yeah.
Didn't that come up? Wasn't that a cyclone or something? Wasn't there a goat, a typhoon or something?
It wasn't a Marcour, though.
No, but it was a goat typhoon at some point.
Yeah, you went off about it last season.
Yeah.
So you're going with the typhoon, or you're still not tipping?
No, Yao Tsim Mong. YSM. Local team, mate. That's my local team.
No, well, it's not, because you, like me, live in Kowloon City, but...
I don't live in Kowloon City. I live on 81 Waterloo Door.
I know. Right? Which is in Kowloon City.
No, it's not. I think that might be Yao Tsim Mong.
Tin.
What's Yao Tsim Mong? City.
It's on the border. It's so close. It's ridiculous. That's my local team. Well, I get to them.
goat for me.
Mark Hoare's, ooh.
What are you going with?
I'm gonna back the Mark Hoare's. I play with them again. Yao Tsen Mong 1-1, lost 1. Mark Hoare's haven't won that much, but okay, I'm gonna go with Mark Hoare's.
Go with the goat.
Let's go with the goat.
Love the goat.
Love the goats.
Is that it?
And we've got one more game.
Oh god.
Lantau Sloggers versus the HKCC Yanuo, the third game at Compton, 3 out of 3 games at Compton. Lantau versus Yanuo, the second 11 of HKC Kalen. And it's Lantau Sloggers.
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 Yeah. Sloggers.
I love the Yanuo, but like Sloggers should get this. And if they don't, I'll be very happy to get this tip wrong. So
I won't. I like getting my tips right. And Lantau should smash that one.
That's
so
it, I think. Five games
in weekend.
Big weekend, 1st December.
Yeah. Well, we got All-Stars on, but All-Stars Challenge on. League is going big.
Are you boys finished this segment?
Okay, yep. What do you got to say,
Dottis? Just a comment.
There we go.
Just been observing. I mean, I was the brains and foundation behind the whole 8 for 52 podcast. And I would say the Challenge League introduction into the podcast is a massive positive. Massive positive.
Because you say it.
No, I think it's been...
You mean...
I listen to it every week, bringing it in.
I thought you were talking about the actual intro where you...
No, that's even a bigger positive.
Teams.
No, I think the introduction of the Challenge League segment is a massive positive to the podcast. I really do. It's not something that did cross my mind, honestly, when I set this thing up. And it's something that I think has been massively proactive. And then I get to sit in for one recording, and it was the most unprofessional thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was a shocker.
Yeah, it was absolutely horrific.
Yep.
Absolutely horrific.
Welcome to guest host Natasha, mate.
Man, it is. But no, only way is up, boys. I mean, I think it's fantastic. Challenge League is a core component of cricket in Hong Kong, and to have it included in the podcast, absolutely wonderful.
The way that people that can't afford to be at clubs to actually play some cricket.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Even if it's a GDB or it's on a flexi mat at TKO. God, I love that flexi mat.
There's no umpire as well in that game.
Really?
They umpire themselves.
You got people out playing.
Is that the same game that No Name scored a squill in?
No umpire.
It's chaos.
No, but you got people out playing cricket, and that's the most important thing, right? And if they're older people, they've got sons and daughters who'll get involved in cricket, in the junior cricket, get involved in the clubs, and it just grows the game. And I think it's absolutely wonderful. So to give it exposure on the podcast, I just want to take my hats off to both you guys for introducing it, because I think it's absolutely wonderful. Just like the women's cricket introduction into the podcast, the own segment. Now you've got your own Challenge League segment. It's absolutely fantastic. It was absolutely rubbish the way you ran it tonight, but that's okay.
Thanks, boss. That's it for Challenge League.
And now it's time for Bushy's birthday bonanza.
Oh my goodness, I'm giddy with excitement. Botters is back in the podcast, and it's Botters' favourite time of the podcast. It's the birthdays.
It's my favourite time of the week. It's your favourite time of the week. Oh, I still remember those beautiful words and those dulcet tones. It's your favourite time of the week. It's my favourite time of the week. It is Bushy's birthday bonanza.
And the bonanza's got just one.
Yeah, hang on. You undersell this, my friend. You say it's just one.
Yeah, but
not just one.
It's not
it
just one.
It is my special one. It is your special man. It is your man crush. It is your favourite player in the history of cricket in Hong Kong.
Before we go on, the man crush is actually switched.
Well, you can't get off man's bandwagon.
I haven't left pack. I just have a little bit of different banter with another player from pack who... When I was doing a video piece for the Indian comic that came over here for Sixers, and he asked me, who's my favourite player? And I said, Zeeshan Ali. Then he asked me, who's the player you hate the most? And I said, Zeeshan Ali. It hasn't gone out yet. I had to go. I apologise if I put club in there.
Zeeshan Ali, I love them all, is not your favourite player. The one man who you love more than anyone else and have for many years.
Because he's a lefty.
Is this man and... Who's our one birthday for this week, Bushy?
Well, turning 34 on December 4, which is the day we start the international cricket games for the women's, Yasim Murtaza.
Yasim Murtaza, 34.
34?
been to the East Hong Kong School with birthday counts.
Yasim's 34, and he's going to enjoy his 35th birthday on Wednesday next week.
Happy birthday, Yasim. That's fantastic.
What a legend, and we love him here at the podcast. That's it for the birthday spotters.
Right. I loved it, as always.
Hello, this is Tom Ingram from the Hong Kong Crew Club Wanderers and CCC Jingsang, and you are listening to the 8 for 52 podcast with Bushy.
Ah, Bodders, an end of another massive and awesome episode of the 8 for 52 podcast. How good was that? And it's so good to have you back.
Bushy, it was unbelievable. I thought I'd done my last 8 for 52 podcast after, you know, coming up with the idea and you and I partnering up together.
You were coming up with the idea and then leaving me to run season two. Thank you very much.
You elected to do that, but I left. That is correct. I thought I'd done my last one, and it's an absolute pleasure to be invited back to be the co-host, and I'll be back in a fortnight, Bushy. Not you next week, but a fortnight.
And it's going to definitely be a two-parter for your My Story. That was a massive one. The longest one we've ever recorded, as expected, with the Vashes.
Absolutely. And a wonderful, wonderful service to the game and to Hong Kong in general.
Now, we love that. I want to talk about the fact that you've moved over to Sydney.
Yeah.
And now you're commentating cricket in Sydney.
I am,
Bushy. Is that true?
It is true, Bushy. Yeah, I'm doing...
Because before we start, I want to point out, you got me into KCC broadcast.
Yeah.
I think primarily because you didn't want to have to work on a Sunday, so no. I took over.
Correct.
So now I do all the broadcasts, yeah. And it's fabulous. And you are the one that got me into broadcasting and podcasting.
Yeah.
And now you're doing it in Sydney.
Yeah, I am. A couple of years ago, I stumbled across a community radio station who were doing a few podcasts and cricket commentary, and they've grown over that time. I reached out to them. They didn't reach out to me. I would have liked to have been poached, but that wasn't the case. I reached out to them, and they offered me a spot, and I did a New South Wales Premier cricket, all the T20s. And, I mean, it is really high-quality cricket. This is where you got Sheffield Shield players playing. Mm-hmm. Down at North Sydney Oval, I made my debut at North Sydney Oval up in the commentary box there with the boys, Triple H Radio.
Hang on. That just says another applause. Probably not that many people at the ground.
There were a few. It was more than you'd get at a normal cricket Hong Kong game, I'll tell you that. A lot more than that. But no, New South Wales Premier Cricket, first grade, very very high quality cricket. Where you're a Shield player from.
You're a brilliant broadcaster.
So I've been done one of them, and then the season finished just on timing, but I'll be doing a few podcasts with them and then into next season as well.
My God. Are you breaking up with me and going and dating another podcast?
No, it's just more subcontracting, just to get on that basis.
Oh, I've been ditched. I've been sent to the ugly bin as you go to another podcast.
Listen, on the positive, the boys are very interested in cricket in Hong Kong, very interested in my background and the background of Hong Kong cricket and what's moving and shaking up here. And mentioned earlier, we've found a few boys who've been born in Hong Kong, who are playing good quality cricket down there. You might see some more on the radar. No, but the commentary stuff's been fantastic in Australia, and it's going to continue. So,
well, it's been great to have you back on the podcast. We'll have you back in 2 weeks' time. Until then, I say sayonara.
See ya.
That's what I say.
Say ya.
Hello. Good morning. We're tossing a coin to begin.
The 8 for 52 theme song is The Coin Toss from the band The Duckworth Lewis Method. Find them on Apple iTunes and YouTube and download that song and all their other cricket-related music.
The 8 for 52 podcast is edited, produced and published by Matt Botfield and Aaron Bush for Trip Ahead Limited. Copyright 2024.
I think I'm going for a bat, and that's that.